Peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. We're here sharing because we care, and we're trying to inform you, the sincere viewer who wants to know about Islam. You want to know about your neighbor who's possibly a Muslim or maybe opening up some Islamic center. What are they going to be doing in there? Are they going to be making a bomb-making factory? Are they going to be attacking you? They're plotting and planning. Or are these people who are the most hospitable, the most kind and generous? So we're going to be educating you. What do Muslims say about the drawing of the messengers, insulting the messengers of God? Should Muslims be reacting in this way? Or is there the proper way that we're going to be discussing here on the Dean Show, how not to just be reactionaries, how to go about things the proper and right way? Here on the Dean Show, when we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is the Dean Show.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
When we say peace be with you, it's a dua. There's no harm coming you from me, and no harm from you to me.
Right.
Expound on this. It's beautiful when you think about it.
One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-salam.
God Almighty Allah.
Yes. Meaning, the translation is the source of peace. Why Allah is the force of peace? Because whatever occurs and happens does not change Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not affect Allah. You see, us, we are on a roller coaster. One day we're down, one day we're up, because we get affected by what happens around us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing affects Him. That is why He is the source of peace. So when I say that peace be upon you, meaning may the source of peace, as-salam, Allah as-salam, bestow His peace upon you, so that you have inner peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say also peace be upon you, I'm telling you that, you know, you can only expect from me peace. I'm not going to harm you, whether in front of you or whether in your back. And this is actually another way to define who a Muslim is. The Prophet, peace be upon him, when he defined a Muslim, beside performing the five pillars of Islam, he said, "Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." The true Muslim is the one whom the rest of people, the rest of the Muslims, are saved from his tongue and his hand. And this is the message of Islam. This is what Islam is all about.
So someone hears this now, but they go ahead and they see in the media, they see that, okay, as soon as you say something against their religion, they come in with the AK, and you know, you had recent events not too long ago where you had the newspaper place that had drew the cartoons.
Charlie Hebdo.
Yes.
Yes,
and
in France.
Everybody in there. Mm-hmm. It was a Muslim also who died, a cop.
Yes.
Yeah. Ahmed, so now, how do you balance this now? Obviously, we don't like if somebody insulted Jesus, mm-hmm. Moses, any of the prophets. But now, is there a proper way? Because people hear us talking about peace, but now, you know, you go ahead and just bomb innocent people.
We're talking about two issues here, and they should be addressed separately or individually. The first issue is the rights of the messengers and the prophets upon us. Imagine, Eddie, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chose these individuals to convey His message. And there is a beautiful piece in a verse in Surah Al-An'am, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows best who is entitled to deliver His message. Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses from amongst the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, and from amongst mankind, the messengers. And He told us, He commanded us to grant these messengers peace. Look at the verse in Surah An-Naml. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say praise, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. And those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen to convey His message should receive peace from you. And the last verse in Surah As-Saffat, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Glorified and exalted the Lord of glory above what they attribute to Him of a son. Saying that Allah, if you look at the context of these verses, that they are saying Allah begets a son. The Arabs, the mushriks of the Arabs or the Christians, they say about Jesus, and the Jews when they say Uzair, Ezra, and so forth. But look at it, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. peace be upon the messengers. That's why we as Muslims, whenever any of the names, it's S, not just Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any of the names of the messengers, that would include Jesus, Moses, David, Solomon, Nuh, any name, when they are mentioned, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or alayhi salam. Peace be upon that individual, to show our love, to show our respect for these individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to convey his message. This is our attitude as Muslims towards any of the messengers. This is why when any of these messengers, and again I stress, not just Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any of them is harmed by any newspaper, by any, that's we feel, how we feel. We feel sad. We're upset because we love them dearly. We love them more than we love ourselves. We love them more than we love our children. We love them more than we love our family members, our wealth. That is why we get hurt. So non-Muslims need to understand this. If non-Muslims realize it, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dearer to me than me. Where would I be if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come to this world to show me the way to Allah?
We're going
to
take a break. Now, you hear Muslim scholar is saying that not only do the Muslims love Muhammad, but you mentioned Jesus in there, Moses, and all the messengers. We have a...
لا نفرق بين أحد من الرسل. We do not place any distinction amongst these messengers.
Now, the proper course of action, one of them gets insulted, what should we be doing to defend them? Back here on the Deen Show in a minute. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show, now Jesus gets offended. Muhammad, peace be upon him. You have ignorant people out there, in the essence of free speech, it's like, you know, you it's more of a free freedom to insult, right? So obviously, this hurts our hearts when any of the messengers are insulted. But what's the right course of action that a Muslim should take in these situations?
In the previous segment, we addressed the non-Muslims. We let them know that the reason why that rage, you know, the reason why we're upset. But let me now try to get the attention of Muslims in order to fashion or refine, is that a proper English? Refine our response. Mm-hmm. Let me just begin by saying, you know how the religious literature speak of Christian and Jews, meaning I'm talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament, speak about the prophets. We understand as Muslims that human hands gun into these books. That means that they are not in their original form. They are distorted. Mm-hmm. You read, for example, the story of Prophet Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. A beautiful story. Someone who spent his life in the Quran, Allah tells us 950 years.
Noah,
alayhi salatu wasalam, spending 950 years calling people to Islam. And the numbers, the highest number that we can put our hands on and the Sunnah is 70-something accepted his message. His story is almost identical in the Old Testament. But you find that addition towards the end, that after he got off the ship, he got drunk and he committed what is known to be incest. I think that's, he slept with his daughters. This is the religious text In the Bible. Likewise, Prophet Lut, someone actually who came to combat immorality. Huh? The same thing happened. Look, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam sent his general because he fell in love with the wife of the general in order to get him killed in a losing battle. So, brothers, sisters, dear sisters, dear brothers, that's the mindset of the people here. Now, us overreacting is not helping the situation. We understand that we should not tolerate, we should not, say it's okay. We should deny this, at least with our hearts. But we should use the lawful, legal means to combat this, to respond to this. Certainly, killing and shooting the way it happened in France, we condemn it. There is no question about it. You know, this is turning it into a jungle. Listen, we do have a ruling in the books of fiqh regarding those who insult the messengers. But if you have an established judiciary system, you have to go through the process. But this is, Islam doesn't condone this at all whatsoever. How should we respond? You know, Eddie, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I really love this, and I'm telling you, one of the most beautiful things that I, you know, I read in this context is when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the journey of At-Ta'if. You know, he walked, everybody, you know, a lot of Muslims are aware of that journey. It's a heartbreaking experience. Mm-hmm. You know, after the death of his uncle, harm started getting to him. In Sunan al-Bayhaqi, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quraysh was unable to lay a hand on me, but after the death of my uncle. So he decided to go to At-Ta'if to seek the help of the people there. The bottom line, he was physically, emotionally abused. Imagine one of them said, Allah choose, I'm sorry I'm pointing at you, but this is how our messenger was. Allah couldn't find anyone better than you to send as a messenger. You messenger. You.
Clear insults, yeah.
We call this psychological abuse.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said, I tear the curtains of the Kaaba if you're a messenger. And then he requests a safe exit. They did not even grant him this. You know, they send the foolish and the children to throw him with rock. He was bleeding. You know, we have a saying in Arabic says that when you see your own blood, vengeance becomes what? Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi walked out of this town and look at the words that he used. فَمَشَيْتُ وَأَنَا مَهْمُومٌ That's actually, al-hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The hadith is authentic, في البخاري. He said, I walked while I'm feeling so much down. And by all of a sudden, I see the angel of the mountains. Accompanied Jibreel with the angel of the mountain. And here is the angel of the mountain giving Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the opportunity to kill everyone who abused him, who emotionally and physically abused him. What did he say?
What did he do then?
You know what he said? No.
He said no?
No.
So it's his time for revenge, but he didn't take revenge.
No. You know what he said? You know, the angel of the mountain said to him, مُرْنِي أَطْبِقْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ You command me, right? Allah has given you the authority to command me. I will make these mountains crumble over those people. He said, no. I just hope that their offspring will say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. That's not what I'm not after the destruction of people. This is the manner of da'wah. This is, you know, I want people to see the truth. I want people to see salvation. And you know what? Allah fulfilled his wish. Look at this. الوليد بن المغيرة خالد بن الوليد العاص بن وائل السهمي عمرو بن العاص أبو جهل the fear of the ummah أكرمة Look at these names. Go brothers, go sisters and check these names. This should be our attitude. This should be how we react, because this is the right way to go.
This is amazing. We're going to take a break. When he was pelted and stoned and spit on and psychologically, physically insulted, the last and final message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what did he do when he was able to go back and have the angel crush this city? He said no. He hoped that they would one day worship the creator, not the creation. And it happened.
Yes.
It was fulfilled. We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show. Don't go anywhere. Islam says love all mankind. That's why we're sharing this message, because we want the best for you and we want the best for all mankind.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show, now we see, when we study the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we see that tolerance, that mercy, that compassion for all of mankind, that dire desire that he wanted. You know, Allah is saying in the Quran, will you like kill yourself, you know, out of worry and grief? For who? For everyone. These were non-Muslims. These were people who were polytheists, and he wanted the best for them. Now, we don't kind of see that, you know, when you're out there communicating with people, sharing. It's not our job, obviously, to convert anybody, but just to share this message, right? When you're out there and you're connecting with people, you start to have this empathy, and you really want the best for them. But sometimes you see some Muslims that now this really harsh, very intolerant attitude, and, you know, very violent, some. What would you say, you know?
Again, I tell the non-Muslims, please, don't blame the whole religion because of the behavior of one or two.
One or two?
Yes. This is the way it is. It's very unfair. And I tell the Muslims, come on, let's reason. You know, Eddie, the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was revealed in the Torah. And, you know, it's a beautiful author that you should read, author Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhuma. The Prophet's description was revealed in the Torah. The wording is there. And one of his attributes is al-hilm. What is al-hilm? Forbearance.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody harm you, and he is deserving your punishment, and you're able to punish, you're aware of their harm, and you do not need them, and you refrain from punishing them, and rather you treat them kindly. This is what hilm. The Prophet ﷺ, during his time, there was a Jewish rabbi. His name was Zayd ibn Simna. He said, I was able to verify every single attribute of the Prophet mentioned in the Torah.
Jewish rabbi, the scholar Jewish rabbi, of
Judaism. A scholar. He said, I was able to verify, except this one, that when you increase dealing with him in an ignorant way, his forbearance increases. So I decided to test him in this area.
Now he's going to put him to the test.
Yes. Hadith from Musadrak al-Hakim, for those who want to go and review it. So he went to the mosque one day when an incident happened in front of him that some Muslims needed desperately some financial help. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu whether we have anything to give or not, to give the group of Muslims or not. He said no. Zayd ibn Simna said, this is my chance. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I will lend you the money for 1 year. Of course, no usury, okay? So after 3 months, he came back requesting his loan. And he actually took the Prophet ﷺ from here, from his neck. And he actually insulted him and his tribe. And this is a big no. إِنَّكُمْ بَنُو هَاشِمْ قَوْمٌ مُطْلٌ. You are the Banu Hashim, the tribe of Hashim, mutl. You don't pay back the
He's really putting him to the test.
Oh yeah. And Rasulullah ﷺ is like, you know, standing like, Umar of course was there. And Umar wanted to interfere like he would normally do. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar, Umar, you should command him to request his loan back in a better way. And you should encourage me to pay him back. Maybe he's in need for the money. Look at this. Zayd ibn Simna, by the way. Maybe he needed the money. When he given it to us, he was, better off. But now it's just a matter of... So ask me to pay him back. Encourage me to pay him back. Now please take him and give him his loan back and give him an increase.
He wasn't like, let's get him.
No.
Everybody jump now.
No, give him an increase. You know, this man said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah.
He said, there's nothing worthy of worship except God Almighty Allah, the Creator. He
this
took the shahada.
This was the last thing I was waiting for, to see your forbearance. Ya ayyuhan nabi, look at the verses in the Torah. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. This is in the book of Isaiah. O messenger, we have sent you a bearer of glad tiding and a warner. Look at this. Hirza lil ummiyin, security for the illiterate. Look, lasta bighalidin wala faddin wala sakhabin fil aswaq. You're not harsh, you're not tough, and you don't speak with noise. You're not loud. لَا يَزِيدُكَ الْجَهْلُ إِلَّا حِلْمًا. When people treat you ignorantly and increase in abusing you because of their ignorance, that only increases you in forbearance. And we got to, come on brothers, we're saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. We gotta act like محمد رسول الله. We understand, we don't like it, we hate it, it makes us angry, it makes us upset. There is no question about it. But we have to seek the proper channels to combat this. You have Facebook, you have social media, spread this out there. And when we have an established judiciary system, then we can bring those people to justice. And the ruling of insulting the messenger can be done then. But turning this into the jungle where you go and take the matters into your own hands, Islam doesn't condone this, no question about it.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. We're out of time. We started with peace. We end with peace. Salaam alaikum. Thank you so much. I hope you got to benefit from this episode of The Dean Show. So being proactive, productive, there are things that now we don't like. If Jesus is insulted, we don't like it. Moses, Abraham, any of the messengers of God, including the last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was sent as a mercy to the world, and he was the most forbearing. Now, it's upon us to go ahead and share, because now, how are we going to combat this negative propaganda is by us being vocal, to really represent Islam in the best way, with the best character and the best mannerism, so people can really understand when they see the Muslims, they'll, and then they hear the Fox News, and then they actually get to see Islam in real life, they'll say that this is not, nor does it have anything. They will be speaking out for us and not against us. We hope that you've gotten a benefit. Subscribe if you haven't already, and we'll see you next week. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.